我们今天要讲的信息是永恒在我们心里，用神的眼光看人生。
Today's message is eternity in our hearts, seeing life as God sees it.
今天早上我要想邀请大家思考一个简单但是非常重要的问题。
This morning, I want to invite everybody to think about one question, a simple but important question.
你是如何看待你的人生呢？
How do you view your life?
你是否主要是用这个短期的这个目标来看待人生啊？你的事业、你的成功、你的成就、你的责任。
Do you primarily view your life through the lens of short-term goals? For example, your career, your success, achievements,or responsibilities.
还是你是用从永恒的角度来看？
Or do you take a more enduring perspective?
那有句话是这样说的哈，许多人一生努力攀爬成功的梯子，最后发现梯子靠错了墙啊。
There is a saying that goes like this, that many people spend their lives climbing ladders of success, only to realize.The ladder was leaning against the wrong wall.
也有人用很简单的方式来形容人生，他说人生啊，可以有两种方式哈，一种是有限的游戏，也可以像是无限的游戏。
Some people describe life in a very simple way. Life can be like a finite game, or it can be like an infinite game.
什么是有限的游戏呢？
What is a finite game?
就是那有赢有输有终点的，就像比赛一样，是为了赢。
It has winners, it has losers, and it has an end. Like a competition, the goal is to win.
那什么是无限的游戏呢？
And what is an infinite game?
不是为了赢，是为了持续。
It's not about winning, it's about continuity.
是关乎这个关系啊 ，relationship， 关于这个成长与生命的意义。
It's about relationships, growth, and the meaning of life.
其实我们大部分的人哈，很多人都是在有限的游戏来过人生的。
Many people live their lives as in a finite game.
我们追求成功吗？
Pursuing success.
我们跟人比较了。
Comparing to others.
我们希望有好名声呢。
Wanting to have a good fame.
有好的成就。
And wanting to achieve.
但这些都有结束的一天。
But all of these eventually will come to an end.
你可以非常的努力，也可以成就有许多的事情。
You can work very hard and you can achieve a lot.
你甚至可以在世人眼中是成功的。
You can even be considered successful in the world view.
可仍然在某一天发现你追求错了方向。
Only to discover one day that you were pursuing on the wrong path.
神招呼我们，不只是为了赢在今生。
But God calls us, not merely to win in this life.
而是活在一个更大的、无限的生命里，与他建立的关系中。
But to live in a greater, infinite life, which is to build our relationship with Him.
今天我就邀请啊，神不是我，神邀请我们哈，用不同的方式来看人生。
Today, God invites us to see life differently.
不是只是短暂的成功，而是为他那永恒的旨意而活。
Not just for fleeting successes, but for His eternal purpose.
刚我们读了一段经文啊，是从啊。传道书第三章里面揭露出来。
And we just read a scripture from Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
这段经文里面提醒我们，人生充满了不断的这种不同的时刻与季节。
It reminds us that life is full of different times and seasons.
提到生有时，死有时。
A time to be born and a time to die.
栽种有时，收割有时。
A time to plant and a time to reap.
哭有时，笑有时。
A time to weep and a time to laugh.
我们一生常常就是在这个循环里面， 事情开始，事情结束，一切都会过去。
Life often seems like a cycle. Things begin, things end, and everything passes.
但就在这个现实当中，传道书三章十一节用了一句非常重要的话，他告诉我们，神将永恒安置在世人心里。
But in this reality, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 says a very important thing. He has set eternity in human hearts.
这代表什么呢？
What does it mean?
这代表我们不是为短暂的事物而被造。
It means that we were not created for fleeting things.
我们不会只因为地上的成功而满足的。
And it also means that we will not be satisfied with earthly success alone.
在我们内心的深处，我们渴望是个永恒的事物。
And deep inside our hearts, we yearn for eternal things.
我们可以得到世上你想要的一切，却仍然感到空虚的。
You can have everything in this world, yet you can still feel empty.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为你的心，我的心，是为永恒而造的。
Because our hearts were created for eternity.
既然永恒在我们的心中，那下面有个问题是，什么是永生呢？
Now that eternity resides within us, the next question is, what is eternal life?
是我们死后才得到的吗？
Do we only get it after we die?
耶稣亲自的给了我们答案。
Jesus himself gave us the answer.
在约翰福音十七章第三节这样子说，认识你是耶稣说的哈，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
In John chapter 17, verse 3, Jesus told us, Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
请注意啊，耶稣这里没有说永生是将来上天堂哈。
So, take a note here that Jesus did not say eternal life is going to, means going to heaven in the future.
也没有说永生是死后才开始。
Nor did he say eternal life begins after death.
他告诉我们，永生是认识神。
He said eternal life is knowing God.
不是只是关于神的事你知道哦。
It's not just knowing about him.
也不只是说哦，你收集了很多的圣经知识。
It's not just collecting biblical knowledge.
也不是你例行的每周来聚会哈，
And it's not just routinely going to church,
而是与他建立关系，
but rather establishing a relationship with him,
与他有亲密的真实的交通，与他同行在我们的生活中，
having intimate and genuine communication with him and living a life walking with him.
这代表着永生不只是将来的盼望，而是现在的真实生命。
This means that eternal life is not only a future destination, it is a present reality.
永生是从你接受耶稣那一刻就开始了。
Eternal life begins at the moment you receive Jesus.
我们常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，当你信耶稣基督，神的生命进入你的心了。你得到了一个新的生命，那新的生命从那一刻，那新的生命就是永远的生命。
The moment that you believe in the Lord, God's life enters in you. At that moment, you get a new life, and that new life is the eternal life.
从那一天开始，你就跟神直接连上了关系，生命上连接的关系。
From that day on, you are connected with God.In life.
而这关系是永远不会结束的。
And this relationship will never end.
当你与神同行，
And when you walk with God,
当你祷告与他交通，听他说话，
And when you pray to him, when you listen to his voice,
当你在做决定的时候，你知道来信靠他，
And when you trust him, when you are making a decision.
当你爱他，你也爱人的时候。
And when you love him and love others.
当你愿意付上代价，在付上代价的时候，仍然愿意顺服他的旨意的时候
，And when you obey him, even when you have to pay a price,
这不是只是在做一个好基督徒哦，这是活在永生里面。
This is not to just being a good Christian. This is living in the eternal life.
我们肉体的死亡，死亡不会终止这生命的。
When we die, death does not end our life.
死亡只是带领我们进入另外一个阶段。
It only leads us into the next stage.
我们今天所认识的神，将来我们会与他面对面。
The God that you know today, you will see him face to face in the future.
所以永生不是通往天堂的这个倒数的计时哈，而是一段。现在就开始延续到永恒的关系。
So eternal life is not a countdown to heaven, but a relationship that begins now and continues into eternity.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你知不知道你已经活在永生里面了
？Do you know that you're already living in the eternal life?
如果我们知道我们活在永生里面，我们看我们现今的生活，看所遭遇的事情，看着是一定会不同的角度、不同的看法的。
If you know that you're already living in the eternal life, then when you look at what we're facing today, you would look at them from a different angle.
那既然永生今天就已经开始了，那既然我们已经活在神的永恒计划中。我们的焦点，我们所注意的，我们必须有所改变的。
Now that eternal life has begun, and now that we're living within God's eternal plan, our focus must shift.
我们不能只为了短暂而生活啊。
We cannot live merely for the present moment.
我们一定要来学习用神的眼光来看人生。
We must learn to live life through God's eyes.
这正是下一段，保罗接着圣灵感动保罗要教导我们的。
And this is what Paul was trying to teach us, by the touch of Holy Spirit.
在哥罗西书的第三章一到第四节这样说。
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 to 4, he says.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活。就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is.Seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
保罗说，要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
He was telling us, set your mind on things above, not on the earth.
这不是叫我们逃避现实啊。
He was not telling us to escape reality.
不是叫我们不要工作了。
He's not telling us not to work.
也不是叫我们的孩子都不要读书了。
And he was not telling our children not to study.
更不是叫我们不顾家庭了。
And he was not telling us not to care for our families.
我们仍要认真工作，我们要忠心服侍，我们要深深的去爱，爱神爱人。
We still need to work diligently, serve faithfully, and love deeply.
但保罗在这边提醒我们啊，我们的焦点要不一样啊。
He was reminding us that our ultimate focus must be different.
在世界上，这世界。我们所知道的是大部分极大部分包括许许多的基督徒啊我们都在追求在有限的游戏中追求
this, This world, including many Christians, are chasing a finite gain.
我们追求成功。
We're pursuing success.
我们跟人家比较。
We are comparing ourselves to others.
我们希望在各方面有好名声。
And we're pursuing for good status.
我们让自己很有竞争能力，与人竞争。
And we want to be competitive.
我们希望有所成就。
And we want to achieve.
这些不是错哈，不要误会了，这不是错，但他们都是短暂的。
These are not wrong, but they're short-lived. They're fleeting.
他们都会结束的。
They will end.
都会消失的。
They will vanish.
都无法承载永恒的价值与重量。
They cannot bear the value of eternity.
我们信主的人，我们基督徒是被什么？被神呼召活出一种不同的生命。
As Christians, we are called by God to live a different life.
一种无限的生命，永恒的生命。
An infinite life, a life of eternity.
什么是思念上面的事啊
？What does it mean by setting your heart on things above？
什么是思念上面的事？我们看不到。
We cannot see the things above。
思念上面的事是从神的角度来看我们的生命。
It means seeing life from God's perspective。
是让天上的价值、属天的价值来塑造你在地上的生活。
It means allowing heavenly value, to shape your life on earth.
思念上面的事，是我们要深深的认识耶稣，以致他的品格成为我们的品格。
It means knowing Jesus so deeply that His character becomes yours.
思念上面的事是什么？寻求神的旨意高于我们自己的偏爱。
It means seeking God's will above your preferences.
思念上面的事实上，永恒的真理引导我们每天的决定。
It also means letting the eternal truth guide your daily decisions.
这也意味着是要问哈，问我们，我们面临事情和做，在这件事上，什么是耶稣所看重的
？It means asking ourselves questions.For example, what does Christ value on this matter I'm looking at?
耶稣在这里对这样的事情会如何回应啊
？How would Jesus respond here?
我们是做了哪一种的选择，使我们能更像耶稣啊
？What choices can I make so that I can be more like Jesus?
什么能带给神的荣耀，而不只是为了我们的好处。
What can bring glory to God, not just personal benefits?
这不是逃避哦，而是我们要来与神对齐，向神对齐，向神的旨意对齐。
This is not escaping the reality. This is alignment, aligning our minds with the reality of.God's kingdom.
就是让你我的心思，当我们思念上面的事的时候，让我们的心思与神的真理、与神的国度、与神的品德对齐。
Align our minds, our thoughts, with what is held up in God's kingdom.
为什么
？And why do we need to do this?
因为我们的真的，我们的新生命，我们已经与基督连结了。
Because our true life is already connected with Christ.
保罗说：“你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。”
Paul said that your life is hidden with Christ in God.
你知道你真正的身份吗
？Do you know your true identity?
你知道你真正的人生目的吗
？Your true purpose。
你知道你真正的未来吗
？Your true future。
不是由人今天看到的来定义我们哈。
These are not defined by what people see today。
而是 由那位住在我们里面，将来要在荣耀中显现的基督来定义。
But defined by Christ who dwells within us and who appears in glory in the future.
我在这里强调的是，你我我们信主的人，我们是有个新的生命。
I emphasize that for us believers, we have a new life.
我常常强调，这新的生命是一个爱的生命，因为神就是爱。
This new life is a life of love because God is love.
今天我特别的要强调，这个新的生命就是永恒的生命。
And I want to stress today that this life is an eternal life.
所以我们不是为一个会消失的世界而活，而是我们在永恒的国度，为了神在永恒的国度而活。
Therefore, we do not live for a world that will pass by.We are living for the eternal kingdom.
中国有一句成语哈，叫做南辕北辙。
We have a Chinese saying like this: southbound carriage heading north.
也就是说，比喻行动啊，你要想去的目的相反了哈。
It means that you're walking on the other direction to where you intend to go.
你不但不能达到目的，你以为你的努力你一直去，却走的是相反方向，越走越远了。
Not only that you cannot get to the destination you wanted to be, but you worked very hard and you walked a long way. You're gettingfurther away from that destination.
是不是有时候我们信主的弟兄姊妹也是这样呢？我们注重在今生，我不是再次强调那些不是不好，只是说我们完全注重在今生的成功、今生的成就、今生在人面前的面子的时候，我们与神越离越远了。
Sometimes we do that too.Because when we put too much attention or focus on what we can gain this life, our success, our fame, our status, then we might be walking away further and further away from God.
也如同刚才在信息一开始我说了，像一个人花了很多时间，一生在爬一个梯子，他努力，他牺牲，他拼命的向上爬，多年以后。他终于爬到了顶端，怎么样？他突然发现，梯子靠在错的墙上了。
Like the illustration that I gave you at the beginning, a person he worked very hard his entire life climbing up the ladder. They strive, they sacrifice, they worked really, really hard. And when they got to the top of it, they found the ladder was put against the wrong wall.
许多人，世上许许许许多多的人，包括已经信主的基督徒，都是这样生活的。
Many people in this world, including Christians, they live just like that.
他们追逐成功，追逐名声，追逐地位，追逐掌声。
They chase for success, for fame, for status, for applauses.
但他们都忘记，这都是短暂，这都是会过去的。
But they forgot that these things don't last; they will pass.
这都是属于那有限的游戏。
They belong to the finite game.
然而，无限的追求却完全不同了。
However, the pursuit of infinity is different.
我们生命是永恒的生命。
We have a life of eternal life.
我们应该是活在那个永恒追求那个无限的游戏之中。
And we should be living in the infinite game.
我们追求我们更像基督，那更深深的认识他。
And we should be pursuing of knowing Jesus and understanding him more.
我们要活在那真正在永恒里真正有价值的世上。
We should be pursuing of living on what's truly important in eternity.
在这些追求上， 我们永远不会停止，也永远不会让人失望，也永远能够让我们满足的。
And such a pursuit will never cease. It will never disappoint us, and it is always fulfilling.
那我们要怎么活呢？
So how should we apply?
我希望刚刚我们讲的，我们不但头脑明白了。让圣灵感动我们，我们真的是知道，不但是知识上知道，而是真的是在感恩中知道神已经爱我们，给我们永恒的生命了。
So we what we just talked about, hopefully that we all have the knowledge that we already have the eternal life, but we also want to be touched by the Holy Spirit so that we can apply the knowledge into our lives.
我们已经有这样的生命与知识。
We already have this life, which is eternal life. We also have the knowledge.
那我们要怎么来改变我们的生活？
How can we change our lives?
我这边有点建议啊。首先，我们来审查自己生命中那些有限的游戏。
I have a few suggestions. First is to examine the finite games in your life.
我们要问自己，什么正在占据我们的注意力啊？
We can ask ourselves, what is occupying our attentions now?
我们每天在追求什么呀？
What am I chasing every day?
我们每天害怕失去什么？
Or what am I afraid of losing every day?
是我们的事业？
Is it our career?
是我们的形象。
Is it our image?
是我们跟人攀比怕输，我们要赢。
Is it our thought of comparing to others or thought of being competitive?
和我们每天好在乎别人对我们的肯定。
Is it the approval from others?
然后我们要问一个很关键的问题，问自己。
Then we should ask ourselves a critical question.
这些我们所着重、我们所注重的，要帮助我们更认识基督吗
？Whatever that I pay so much attention to, do these help me understand Christ better?
这些东西所专注的，对我们在永恒的生命、在永恒的国度有极大的意义吗
？Do they have a meaning in the eternal life that I have?
而是只是在这个短暂的地上的人生里面，我们好像得着，回头就消失的。
Or are they just something that we can get in this life, but when we turn around, they just pass by, that they don't last?
当时我们好在乎的呢，回头其实我们没什么好在乎的。
Something that you pay so much attention to, that you cared so much, after a while, they becomeNot that important anymore.
如果我们仔细地审查这些东西的时候，我们会清楚地看到哪些是有限的游戏，我们应该做些调整啊。
When we look at these items in our lives, we can identify those that are finite games so that we can make adjustments.
免得我们是什么南辕北辙哈，走错了方向，越来越远了。
So that we won't be become a southbound carriage heading north.
也不要说像人家拼命爬梯子，爬到顶上一看，哎呀，哦，爬错了墙了。
So that we won't be climbing on the wrong ladder.
那我们在生活上，其实我们每天要练习重新来对齐哈。
So to make these adjustments, we should practice daily realignment.
首先我说圣经哈。
First, the Bible.
圣经是神向我们彰显他是怎么样一位神。圣经是告诉我们我们生活的意义与目的，我们认识自己，认识我们这永恒的生命在神的面前的价值与神给我们的计划。
The Bible is a book that God gives to us to show who He is, and it's also where we can find the purpose of our lives.
我们教会有每日读经计划，不少人参加哈，我真的很高兴。我也希望 大家都参加，每天好好的读一段神的话语。
We have a Bible reading plan in our church, and many people are participating in it. I hope that more people can join. That every day, at least, that you can read a portion of what God is trying to tell you.
不要小看那短短的你花的时间哦。
Don't think that the short time doesn't matter.
那个是神的话语。每天都会提醒我们他是怎么样一位神，他爱我们，他要我们希望我们如何在他永恒的计划上如何生活。
It is the time that you spend with God where he is telling you what kind of God he is, how he loves you, and how he wants you to make decisions based on your understanding of eternity.
我们教会也有你周五的查经哈，年轻人有英文组有时候用在周六。
We also have a Friday Bible study fellowship. Sometimes the English group plays it on Saturdays.
来查经啊。
Come to join that group.
来更深入的了解神的心意，神更认识神。
It helps you to understand God's will better. It helps you to know God better.
我们教会的讲台，我们都是照着圣经来传讲的。
And in our sermon, we preach according to the Bible.
听了以后，我们明白是要放在生活里面的。
Once you receive the message, bring it into your life.
所以神的话语，圣经是我们生活的中心的。
Therefore, God's word, the Bible, is the center of our lives.
第二就要祷告了。
And the second thing is to pray.
祷告让我们跟神更亲密。
Praying to God and draw us closer to God.
我们向神倾心吐意。
We talk to God.
我每次讲，不要祷告完撇头就走啊，神会跟你说话的。
And I remind you that each time after you finish praying, don't just leave the conversation, because God has something to say to you.
有弟兄就会说。牧师啊，上帝从来没跟我说话。
And some brothers and sisters would tell me, God never talked to me.
神不是不跟你说话，你那个牵头跳错了。
It's not that he's not talking to you, it's that you haven't tuned the channel into the conversation with him.
或者是你像那小孩子一直要什么东西，你妈妈要跟你解释那是要给你什么，你都在那哭哭闹闹，我要这个我要这个，你都没有听懂他在说什么。
Or maybe like a child that you are crying to your mom wanting something that you really really want to have, but your mom is trying to explain to you why she wouldn't want to give this to you for now, and because she didn't give it to you andYou couldn't hear what she's trying to say. You were just involved into your own thinking.
或者是你太少跟神讲话了。
Or it may be that you didn't talk to God so much.
你对圣经都不了解，神要跟你讲的话，你都有听没懂吗？
That you don't understand the Bible enough to understand what God is trying to tell you.
或者是你其实不愿意接受他告诉你的话。
It could also be that you are not willing to accept God's word or his advice to you.
我不知道是什么光景，我不应该去论断你，但我知道神是回应祷告的神。
I don't know exactly why you don't hear from him, and I don't want to judge.But I know for sure that he responds to our prayers.
我们祷告的时候是要愿意听神说话，照神的心意。
And when we pray, we should be ready to listen to him, and we should be willing to obey his will.
是的，我们可以倾心吐意地向他诉苦，向他祈求，神爱我们，他垂听的。
Yes, we can tell him anything and everything. We can complain, we can ask for things, and he listens to us.
但我们要带着一个知道他爱我们， 而且带着一个顺服的心去聆听他要告诉我们什么。
But we should also be prepared to have a heart of obedience. When we listen to him, we want to understand his message.
还有祷告，最好的方法就是读经、祷告合在一起的。
And the best way to pray is to combine Bible reading and praying together.
你学习读经的时候是听神的话，你以后祷告的时候就常常会听到神的话了。
When you read the Bible, you can hear what he's saying. Therefore, when you pray to him, that training would make it easier for you to hear him.
我在每天的读经啊，我们那个群组里面，我都会 post 一个简短的祷告，希望抛砖引玉，让你了解，又让你知道怎么回应。
Every day, a pastor will post a short prayer in the WeChat Bible reading group as an example to show you how you can respond to the verses that you just read.
我都是说，亲爱的天父上帝，我感谢你，你爱我，你今天你告诉我我什么，你今天提醒了我什么。
I always start by telling him, Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for loving me.I thank you that today you told me this. Today, you have reminded me this.
你知道，当我们习惯，我们真的读了神的话语，然后回应他告诉我们什么时候，你就建立一个很，怎么样讲呢？一个正常而且是频繁的一个沟通的管道。你习惯回应神的话，习惯的向神叙述你对他的心意的明白，对他的认识，加上你知道他对你的应许，你照着他的应许向他祈求。我好希望弟兄姊妹都有这样的美好的经历。
If you practice this, then you can develop a normal, like uninterrupted channel to converse with God, and so that you can understand His will better.If you pray according to the promises that he gave you, you will find that the communication with him is much better, and you will find that he truly listens to you of all the prayers that you have for him.
我做牧师几十年哈，有几件事情是在我让我最快乐最快乐。
I have been pastor for many years, and there are a couple of things that makes me really happy.
但我是看到人回转信主，接受耶稣，成为神的儿女，我极大的欢喜快乐。
One of them is that I see people returning and come to God and become a believer. That makes me happy.
还有就是，当我看到弟兄姊妹真的经历神的大能，经历神的信实，感受到神的爱的时候，我极其快乐。
And the other thing is that when I see brothers and sisters experiencing God's power and God's faithfulness, and that makes me happy too.
在这第二样的事情里面，有几次就是很明显的，我带着弟兄姊妹照着知道神的心意、神的应许什么在圣经上，我们照着神的应许来祷告，神立刻的成就。
And in this latter part, I had the experiences that.Striking experience that I was 100% sure that the experiencing of God's faithfulness happened right after we prayed together according to the promises in the Bible.
我们祷告是用我们的心与神的旨意对齐啊。
When we pray, we are aligning our heart with God's will.
第三个，我们就是感恩。
And the third practice is to be thanksgiving.
我曾经特别的每次都要大家练的，就是说，神是爱，他爱我；神是好，他对我好。
I remember that we used to read this, which is God is love, He loves me. God is good, He's good to me.
我们每天一醒来都带着感恩的心说：“上帝，谢谢你爱我。”
Every day when we wake up.We should say, God, thank you for loving me.
你知道，你这样子开始的一天，你神的平安喜乐怎么可能被人夺去
？If you start your day like this, then nobody can take away the joy and peace from God.
这不只是一个属灵的习惯哦，这是现在我们就活在永恒之中。
These are not just spiritual habits. These are ways to live in eternity right now.
第三是，我们要用永恒的眼光来看生活。
And the third application is that we should live with an eternal perspective.
在这世上，这不完美的事，甚至在罪恶的世界，我们是要面对什么？面对压力，面对失望，面对种种的不确定，面临甚至不公平，没有公义。
In this world, which is not perfect, we have to face many things, including stress, disappointment.Uncertainty, oppression, and even injustice.
什么给你力量呢?
What can give you strength?
我们都知道来依靠神啊。
We all know that we should rely on God.
但今天告诉你，我们是什么呀？我们是活在永恒里啊。
Today, we know that we are already living an eternal life.
所以我们面临的这些压力、失望、不确定这些。这不是我们整个人生的故事啊。
Therefore, what we're facing today, the stress, the disappointment, is not the whole story of our life.
你的生命，我的生命，是在神的计划中，在世上就是一部分哈。
Your life, my life, is part of God's eternal plan.
我们要知道，基督的生命，基督在我们里面。基督是你我的生命。
We should know that Christ is in us. He is our life.
我们将来要在荣耀中与他相见，他要在荣耀中向我们彰显。
He will appear in glory, and we will meet with him in glory in the future.
所以我们怎么样？要抬起我们的眼睛。
Therefore, lift up your eyes.
我们要思念上面的事。
Set your mind on the things above.
我们在永恒的光中来活出我们今天的生活。
Live today in the light of eternity.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊。
Dear Lord.
愿圣灵带领我们回到今天我们所传的信息中。
May the Holy Spirit bring us to the sermon that we preach today.
让我们知道神已经把永恒放在我们心里了。
That we know that you already placed eternity in our hearts.
所以我们不是在为短暂而活。
Therefore, we're not living for the fleeting.
而是为永恒而活。
We're living for the eternity.
问题不是我们在世上成功吗？而是我们在基督里成长了吗
？The question is not are we successful in this world, but are we growing in Christ?
主啊，帮助我们，让我们思念上面的事，定睛在耶稣身上，用永恒的眼光来活今天在世上的每一天。
Lord, help us to set our minds on the things above.And fix our eyes on Jesus and live each day of our lives with an eternal perspective.
亲爱的天父
Dear Heavenly Father,
感谢你将永恒放在我们心中
We thank you for placing eternity in our hearts.
求你赦免我们常常追求短暂的事物
Forgive us for often pursuing fleeting things.
赦免我们忽略了一些真正重要的求你打开我们的眼睛，让我们用自己，用你的眼光来看人生。
And forgive us for neglecting what truly matters. We ask that you open our eyes so that we may see life through your eyes.
释放我们脱离世界成功的压力。
Release us from the pressure of the worldly success.
使我们生命扎根在你永恒的旨意中。
So that our lives may be rooted in your eternal purpose.
帮助我们天天更深的认识你。
Help us to know you more each day.
活出被永恒塑造的生命。
And live a life with an eternal perspective.
求你教导我们抬起眼目仰望基督，单单定睛在他身上。
Teach us to lift up our eyes to Christ, focusing solely on Him.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请我们起立，我们唱首诗歌。To you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen.